This is the first whiskey we've seen from that little malt distillery down in Girvan, right?
That's right. The distillery was opened in 2007, and the first peated whiskey was produced in 2008. So, as you say, this is the first release as a single malt from the distillery. Up until this time, most of the whiskey had been going into blends, but the distillery produces essentially four styles of spirit. It produces what we call a Speyside style, and then three peated styles, a lightly peated, medium peated, and heavily peated style. And it was always our intention at some stage, particularly with Peter Gordon's vision, to come out with a heavily peated single malt, but also had a really good balance of sweetness as well. So you're getting that perfect balance of smoke and sweet and less of the medicinal notes.
And this is something that, as you said, was used primarily for blending for the last few years. Tell me about the process of deciding how Brian Kinsman came up with this to create the heavily peated whiskey that you're now releasing.
The distillery is what we call it. It's a 21st century distillery, peated whiskey is growing around the world. But we knew we couldn't out Islay. So what we wanted to do was celebrate the fact that this is a modern distillery using sort of the latest methods, but still obviously adhering to the traditions that are in single malt whiskey. The basic process is the same, but in terms of on the spirit side, we have very, very fine control over the cups that lets us take different distillates. On one of the, or a couple of the condensers are stainless steel. So that gives a sort of a more meaty, sulfury process. So that gives, the peated part. In terms of the sweetness part, it was all down to the micro maturation, and the micro refers both to the attention to detail in terms of cask management, but also the specific casks, because as many of you will know, William Grant owned the Hudson brand, and Hudson have a very unique process of maturation with their baby bourbon. So we said, well, actually, why don't we borrow some of the ideas and techniques from our distillery partners in New York with Hudson and use those small casks. So Brian came up with a process that he called cask starting. So the spirit that comes off the still for Ailsa Bay is put first into small ex-Hudson baby bourbon casks with a number of sizes ranging from 25 litres to 100 litres. And you give a boost for, let's say, about 6 months, and then it's transferred into refills, some into first fill bourbon, and some into virgin oak.
So this is refill finishing then, right? Or this is reverse finishing almost?
This is reverse finishing. I mean, the analogy I would use is if you cook a roast in the oven, you put it on high for 200, and then after 20 minutes, you take it out, you lower the temperature. It's that same thing. You give the maturation a real boost in those small ex-Hudson casks. So you've got a great liquid to wood ratio, and that accelerates the maturation. And then we put it into other casks. If you had it in those casks for too long, it would just be overpowering. But the effect of that is to, number one, develop that sweet note that we want, but also it boosts maturation, because as you would have done the math, the distillery opened or was producing peated whiskey from 2008. So But the whiskies, it's still young, so they're sort of, they're sort of five to seven years old, the whiskies in there. But it tastes, like a much more mature whiskey because of that micro maturation.
And I want to make sure I get this right. Girvan is actually in the Lowlands, right?
It is in the Lowlands, yes.
So I've not been there, so that's why I wanted to confirm that. So
it's on the west coast of Scotland, on the Ayrshire coast. So yes, as you say, but the Ailsa Bay Distillery is on the site of our Girvan Distillery. It's quite a big site.
So this is actually the first new Lowland whiskey in a long time.
Yes, it is, and a peated one at that. So I think that's going to get a lot of interest, we believe, from people. I think the sense of newness, but also the sense of, it's the first, heavily peated whiskey from William Grant's. As you know, Mark, our distilleries in Speyside are very well known, but this is a new departure for us. And as I said before, celebrates the sort of this 21st century distilling.
And it is available in the UK and the Nordic countries, right? As you said,
that's right. It was launched in Sweden and Denmark in November of last year, and the UK launch was on the 11th of February.
Great. Let me. Is there anything going on with Girvan as far as the Girvan range we should talk about while I'm still recording?
I think the Girvan range is we're slowly expanding it to more countries. We have five in the range now. The number four acts for non-age statements. Then we introduced proof strength last year, in addition to the 25-year-old, the 28-year-old travel exclusive, and the 30-year-old. So our plans are to champion the single grain category in terms of educating people, but also in introducing that sort of that deliciously different flavor profile. I think at the high end, single malt enthusiasts are interested in age statement single provenance product, but at the non-age statement and proof strength, we think that has great potential. With mixologists and whiskey aspirers, those people who might be intimidated by some of the language of single malts, but are keen to have an accessible product, which Girvan delivers that lovely, what I call that sort of liquid creme brulee notes.